From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. Six people were killed this morning in Tennessee when a Greyhound bus passenger attacked the driver, slashed his throat, and then steered the bus off the road. The attacker was carrying a Croatian passport. Greyhound suspended service around the country for a few hours after the crash. The company is now back in operation. But coming so soon after the terrorist attacks in New York and the Pentagon, the bus crash has left Greyhound worried and some passengers afraid. NPR's Wade Goodman reports.
The Greyhound bus was in the middle of a long trek from Chicago to Orlando. It was just before dawn. The bus was traveling southeast from Nashville when one of the passengers walked up to the driver and slashed his throat. The attacker, a man in his 30s, then grabbed the wheel and steered the bus onto the median. He forced it into the oncoming lanes before the bus careened off the far side of the road and flipped over. The attacker and five other passengers were killed in the crash. The brutal nature of the assault, combined with concern the attacker could be a terrorist, compelled Greyhound to suspend its service nationwide. Greg Lynch is the company president.
Immediately after the incident, I made the decision to act with an abundance of caution and on the side of safety and security, and suspend service until we could identify more details and get more information on the nature of the incident.
But during the course of their investigation, local and federal law enforcement authorities soon began to believe that the Croatian attacker was not connected to international terrorism. Passengers described the man as tall and thin, clean-shaven, saying he repeatedly asked the driver and other passengers about the bus's destination and the current time. When he walked up and slashed the driver's throat, he did so without saying a word. With the reports from law enforcement that the attacker was perhaps deranged, but not a terrorist, Greyhound resumed service at midday.
The officials have assured me that they believe this tragic accident was the result of an isolated act by a single deranged individual.
If there is a hero in this tragedy, it is the bus driver. Though bleeding profusely from two cuts to his throat, he kicked out his emergency window after the crash and walked hundreds of yards down a dark and deserted interstate searching for help. By the time he made it back to the bus, paramedics had arrived there, and seeing his wounds, they hustled him to an ambulance. He is in good condition. Steve DeFord, an officer with the Coffee County Sheriff's Office in Tennessee, explained why so many died.
When the bus went over the median, there was quite a jolt, and it looks like, you know, it could have, it actually went through a fence and could have struck some type of tree or something, but did land on its side.
Security has now become a top concern for Greyhound managers. President Craig Lynch said that for today, carry-on luggage would be searched by hand, and that in the future, security would be increased even further at terminals across the country. But the attack left Greyhound passengers around the country nervous. In Atlanta, Nicole Williams was just off a Greyhound bus that had traveled the same route as the bus that crashed. Williams said her grandmother had offered to buy her a plane ticket, but that because of the terrorist attack, she insisted on taking the bus.
It's crazy. I don't think I'm going to ride a bus ever again either. Probably just drive. It's a lot more safer. At least you know who's in your car and where you're going and everything else. You know, you don't got a bunch of crazy people sitting on a bus slicing people's throat. You ain't got to worry about that.
Greyhound officials reported that in some terminals across the country, passengers were deciding not to board their buses after hearing about the attack. For today only, Greyhound passengers can trade their bus tickets and ride Amtrak. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.